When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
On the latest edition of Orlando Magic Pod Squad, we catch up with one of the newest members of the Orlando Magic, second round pick, Caleb Houston, out of Michigan. Yet another member of the Michigan Wolverines is coming to City Beautiful. We catch up with Caleb on his basketball journey, how he ultimately ended up at the University of Michigan, what his year was like playing for former NBA star Juwan Howard, now the head coach at Michigan. Did he know Franz and Mo Wagner before coming here to Orlando? He's also got a brother who has a scholarship to Notre Dame to play football. Caleb Houston on his basketball journey and what we can expect from him his rookie year here in Orlando. All coming up on this edition of Magic Pod Squad.
This is Jalen Suggs of the Orlando Magic.
This is Jonathan Isaac.
This is Cole Anthony.
This is Franz Wagner of the Orlando Magic, and this is the Pod Squad.
And welcome to another edition of Orlando Magic Pod Squad. Dante Marcatelli, David Steele, and Caleb Houston, one of the newest members of the Orlando Magic, the 32nd overall pick going in last night's draft. Caleb, congratulations. Welcome to City Beautiful. And how does that feel? The 32nd pick. You're an NBA player now, Caleb.
Yeah, thank you. It feels great. Just a lot of emotions. Just real excited to get started and get to work.
Where were really you excited. Last night, Caleb, during the draft?
Yeah, I was in. I was back home in Mississauga, in Canada, just me and my family. We were just sitting down and watch it, and we were real excited when we saw the result. Yeah.
Did you have an idea where you'd go, and what did you once you heard your name called? What do you know about Orlando, about the Magic?
Right. I knew Orlando was a possibility, but I didn't know like for sure. It was just a great feeling to get selected by Orlando. And yeah, I know, like, a really good organization, really good players, coach, a lot of young guys, real good at developing dudes, so I think I could definitely fit in with the young core and just continue to develop. I think I'm young and I'm just excited to get to work.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the obvious questions is you played at the University of Michigan, mm-hmm. and the Orlando Magic are pretty heavy with former Wolverines. Do you know the Wagner brothers, Iggy? Yeah. What's your connection with those guys that are already on the Magic team?
Yeah, no, for sure. The Wagner brothers, I know them just from being at Michigan. They come back a lot when I was there last year. So just talking with them, I know them pretty well. And then Iggy, he's obviously from Canada, so I know him. He's also came back to Michigan a couple times. So, yeah, I know those guys pretty well. Yeah.
That Michigan program cranking out some great players.
Yes, sir.
Jordan Poole playing great basketball for Golden State. What is it about that program? What's going on with Juwan Howard and before that John Beilein? What's special about Michigan basketball that's producing so many top-notch NBA players?
Yeah, I just think it's like the culture they have over there, real good team culture. The coaches as well. I think the coaches are real knowledgeable. They have a lot of NBA guys. Obviously, Coach Howard and Coach Isley played in the NBA. I just think it's just the culture they're building over there, as well as like the type of kids that they're recruiting, for sure.
You know, the sport of basketball in the country of Canada has exploded, right here in the last 5 to 10 years. You're a part of that now. Right. Another NBA player out of Canada. What has contributed to that? Why has basketball become so popular? Why are so many successful players coming out of that country?
I think it's really just like the levels of coaching getting better and better. I feel like there's a lot more people that are investing into the sport. Just people really wanting to help kids, therefore the kids getting a lot more better. Just the level of coaching has probably just gotten a lot better over the years.
You know, he's had great success playing for Team Canada. How much confidence did that give you? You know, you're just coming off a bronze medal run and all that confidence, I'm sure, playing with great players, primarily with the ball in your hands, knocking down big shots.
For sure. Definitely a lot of confidence. You know, anytime I get to put on my country's jersey, it's a blessing, you know what I mean? So I never take that for granted, and it's always a good time, for sure.
Now, high school basketball, you came south, so the Central Florida area is not foreign to you.
Right.
Why did you decide to come to Montverde Academy, and tell us a little bit about your experience playing at the high school level here in Central Florida?
Yeah, I just felt that Montverde was just a place for me because of the success they had with a lot of Canadians. You know, RJ Barrett, Andrew Nembhard both went there. And I think just being able to challenge myself more, going up against the best players in the country every single day, as well as playing a national schedule and playing against the best players in the country on a game-to-game basis, just to further build my skills. That was probably the biggest reason why I went. And then, yeah, the experience there was great. I was there for 3 years. I met a lot of good people, a lot of people I still talk to this day. And just really the biggest thing was just in practice playing against those guys, a lot of them in the NBA. I'm just getting better every day. I think it really helped me.
I guess being a Canadian and moving to Florida, at least you've had a taste of this Central Florida heat.
Yeah,
so
no, yeah.
You know a little bit about what to expect. Not going to be such a shock to you, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, for sure.
What do you like about Orlando? What have you gotten to do, and what are kind of some of your stomping grounds here?
Really, to be honest, when I was at school, we didn't really get to get out much. I'm trying to think. About Orlando, I really like the weather. When I came down here for my workout, it was just a real nice place. I feel like it's real nice downtown, not too busy, just nice. You know what I mean? Nice people, a lot of places to eat. I feel like just a good place to live. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. We certainly agree with that. We've been here for quite some time. What kind of guy is Caleb Houston? What do you like to do? What are some of your hobbies? What shows are you watching on Netflix? Whatever. What are you into?
Yeah, I'd say I'm pretty quiet, independent, but also once people get to know me and I get to know them and get more comfortable, I'm a little bit more outgoing and funny, you know what I mean? Basketball, obviously a huge part. But other than that, probably video games. I like playing Madden a lot. Madden, Call of Duty. In terms of TV shows, right now, I just finished Snowfall, the latest season, and I'm watching All-American right now.
Okay.
Probably things I like to do. Probably laser tag and paintball. The biggest things. I haven't done it in a while, but those are probably
Is that right? So
things.
You'll get out there at 6'8"? Can you hide
I haven't done it in a while, but it's because I've always been doing stuff. But that's definitely stuff I got to get back into.
I know there's some opportunities around here for that. You'll probably be pleased with that. Okay. It sounds like you're a good fit as your personality for the city of Orlando. Mm-hmm. What about your game as a basketball player fitting in with what you know about the ball players on the team right now?
Yeah, I think I'm just someone that could come in and just space the floor, make shots, someone who's versatile, you know what I mean? As well as I think you're getting a player that's just going to try and play the right way and just try and help the team win, make winning plays, just try and do the right thing when I'm out there on the floor.
You know, it's such a big deal now. If you can't defend at this level, I'm sure you've been told this, it's going to be tough to stay on the floor. Now, the scouting report is that that's one of your strengths at Michigan and in high school, that you're an outstanding wing defender. How important is that for you?
No, definitely. Like you said, just staying on the court. It's a big thing in the NBA, just being able to guard your man. So it's definitely big, definitely something I need to continue to work on, and I will continue to work on.
Well, we're looking forward to shot makers, though, aren't we?
Oh, I tell you what, you hit more threes than anyone at Michigan last year. And I heard John Hammond, our general manager, on the radio this morning saying, this guy makes a beeline out to the three-point line. He's ready, and he knocks down shots. I mean, how much pride do you – obviously, you have a well-rounded game and can do a little bit of everything. But when you need a three, you can do it. How much pride do you take in especially in today's game.
Right.
You need to be able to knock down shots.
Yeah, a lot. You know, that's something I work on a lot. I spend a lot of time on that in the gym. So definitely take a lot of pride in making shots. And yeah, my shot. Mm-hmm.
How about Paulo? Do you know much about Paulo? What can you tell us about your new teammate here?
Yeah, I don't really know too much about him. To be honest, I know he's a real good dude based on things I've been hearing. Mm-hmm. I know people that know him. Just a real good dude. Obviously, number one pick, so basketball part speaks for itself. But yeah, I think he's just a real good dude. Based on like the interviews and stuff I've seen, like real unselfish, real humble guy. Mm-hmm. I feel like he's just a real good person to be around. I haven't met him yet, but yeah, I'm excited to meet him and play with him for sure.
In regards to older players, mm-hmm. basketball players, who are your role models? Who do you look up to? Who do you want to kind of pattern your game after?
Yeah, in terms of people I look up to, growing up was Kobe Bryant. That's like was one of my biggest mentors. And in terms of patterning my game, two players I look at a lot are Klay Thompson and Chris Middleton.
Mm-hmm. Those are good role models for sure. Mm-hmm. Two guys that can get their shot and also like to defend.
Yeah.
So that's good.
I think about your year at Michigan. How difficult is that? You're one of the highest recruits coming out, right? Certainly coming out of your country and then coming out of high school here at Montverde. You got so much thrown at you. You're playing top programs. You're playing in the Big Ten. Mm-hmm. So much is expected of you. What were kind of some of the challenges that might have surprised you and some of the areas where you maybe think you excelled?
Yeah, I think just in the beginning, just really just getting adjusted to the college game because obviously it was different. So I think it took a little bit to get adjusted. So it was a bit of inconsistencies at the beginning of the season. But I think, you know, just staying in the gym, watching film, just continuing to stay at it. And then I kind of flattened out those inconsistencies towards the middle of the season. So, just staying at it. I really had a good time over there. I thought I got a lot better just being in the gym with the coaches and stuff like that. So it was real good. Yeah, I liked it a lot.
That's a great answer. We see Wolverine fans everywhere, right? Yeah. They come out of the woodworks. There are Michigan fans everywhere. What's the following like? How was that on campus when you travel, all that?
It's crazy. Obviously, on campus, everyone shows love, like all ages, everything. Always saying what's up and good luck, good game, all that stuff. But it's really crazy when you go on the road. Like, we went to Vegas, and just the whole stadium was filled with Michigan fans. So it's crazy. You go to on the road. I can't remember where we went. Somewhere on the road, and there's more Michigan fans than the home team fans. So they just show a lot of love. And, yeah, it's great to have a fan base that supports you like that.
It is a great fan base. And the jump from high school to the Big Ten is a big jump.
Right.
But the jump from Michigan after 1 year to the NBA probably is even bigger if you talk to NBA players who talk about that. What are your expectations for what you're going to need to do to take that big step?
Really just stay in the gym, just continue to develop my game. Obviously, I'm young. There's tons of things I need to work on. So I think the biggest thing for me is just continuing to develop my game and adding to my strengths and working on my weaknesses to just try and be the best player that I could be.
What advice does a guy like Juwan Howard give you? Mm-hmm. You know, he played for so long in the NBA, one of the greatest college teams of all time, right? What kind of advice would he give you throughout the year?
Yeah, the biggest thing for me is just like talking more, just being more of a communicator, mostly on defense, but on both sides of the ball, just using your voice and making sure like your teammates know what's going on, talking so it kind of gets you back into your right spot. That's probably the biggest thing.
Does he play videos of the Fab Five? Does he remind you how good he was in college? Like, did you find those on your own? What are your?
No, sometimes they would come up when we were a team or stuff like that. But no, he's super humble. He doesn't really like play into all that. He's super humble. He doesn't be bringing it up, and you wouldn't even really know if he. You know what I mean?
That's cool.
Yeah.
How about the football program? You had success there as well. That's an animal of itself, too.
No, for
sure. Did you go to many games? Are you a football fan?
It was like the first time I ever been to an NCAA football game. I wouldn't say I'm a big football fan, but I went to
– The Big House was your first experience?
Yeah. I went to probably like two or three games, and the game they beat Ohio State, so that was real cool, like real good atmosphere. I enjoyed it a lot.
So growing up in Canada, were you tempted to play hockey growing up? Or?
I mean, we played like road hockey a little bit with our neighbors, but like nothing on ice because I couldn't skate. So, yeah.
But did you try? Did most of your friends play hockey?
Some of them. Yeah.
got a younger brother that's a football player, though,
yes,
right?
Correct. Yeah.
So mm-hmm. he's into the to big. Maybe is he a player that others are looking at? Is he a prospect?
He's actually going to Notre Dame. He's committed to Notre Dame. Yeah.
I would say he's pretty good.
Yeah. I would say yeah. he's gonna.
Well, tell us more about your family.
Yeah.
Your upbringing.
Yeah, it's my mom, my dad. Like I said, my brother. We lived in Canada our whole lives. My mom, she does like marketing and stuff for Pepsi. My dad does marketing for Panasonic. And yeah, we're just a real close family. Spent a lot of time together. Got a dog named Bronx.
What kind of dog?
A Rottweiler.
Ooh.
Yeah, but he's nice. I promise.
He's nice. You. Yeah, he's nice Rottweiler.
He's nice. That's
good. Anybody coming south with you? Or, you know, you're 19 years old. Mm-hmm. A lot of times, young players like this, they bring some family members to help make that adjustment.
Yeah, not that I know of. I think my parents would definitely come down to visit me. But no, I think I'll be on my own. Yeah.
How was the scene last night, dude? Just take us through who you were watching it with and the messages you were getting and all that must have been pretty surreal.
No, yeah, for sure. Really, it was just low-key. It was just me, my mom, my dad, and my brother. But then once they announced my name, you know, everyone was going crazy. Obviously, all smiles, lots of excitement, lots of joy. And then my phone started blowing up. But yeah, just like a really good time, just really enjoying the moment, you know what I mean?
Did you struggle with the decision to come out? Did you know you were ready? What, just kind of take us through that whole process.
Yeah, originally, you know, I felt real confident in my game, in myself, to go into the draft, and obviously I kept my eligibility at first, you know, based on the feedback that I was hearing from teams, and also based on just how I was feeling myself working out in Vegas. I was feeling real confident and decided I should stay in the draft. So that was how I got to that decision.
Worked out pretty well. We know you know the Wagners. Do you know any other guys on the team? Cole Anthony has a big personality. Have you had a chance to meet or follow any of these other guys?
No, I haven't got a chance to meet those guys. No, but I've seen a couple of interviews and Cole's real funny. they all seem like good dudes and I look forward to meeting them, hanging out with them and yeah.
Mm-hmm. Coach Mosley, your impressions of the coaching staff early on?
Yeah, just real, real good people. Obviously, they know what they're doing. Players, coaches. I mean, just real excited to get to working with them. Just real good people.
Well, I think lastly, Caleb, just what would you tell Magic fans about your excitement for this season? I know it's new. It's all new. But about what you're going to bring. I know you mentioned some of it. But about what you're, you know, kind of what you're about and what you hope to add to this team.
Yeah, just someone that's gonna come to work every day and put in the work, to get better over the years. Someone that's gonna come with a lot of positive energy and just do whatever he can to help the team win. He's really excited to suit up for the Magic. Yeah.
You know, you're down the road in Montverde. Did you ever come to games at Amway Center?
Yeah, I came to a couple. Like when my Montverde alumni were playing. So I've been to probably like two or three.
And did you think you'd be on that floor one day?
Yeah, I thought I would be on the NBA floor. I didn't know I would be here. But I'm glad I'm here for sure.
Well, I'm sure it's still surreal. Glad. Congratulations. It'll sink in at some point. But great to meet you, and we look forward to this
year. We're glad you're here,
Thank you, guys. Yeah. Thank you, guys. Appreciate you for having me.
All right, that'll do it for this edition of Magic Pod Squad.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.